Something strange happened in Nantucket over the weekend, and we're trying to get to the bottom of it. You see, over the Thanksgiving holiday, Joe took Jill and Hunter and the kids to the snazzy island off the coast of Massachusetts. It's a little place called Nantucket, a little getaway. And they left on Sunday, and hours later, boom, all five of Biden's Secret Service rental cars burst into flames. They were parked at the Nantucket airport, just feet away from the jet fuel tanks. Wow, that was a close one. Now, when we first got wind of this, we thought, whoa, was this another Tesla fire? They've been exploding like hand grenades recently. And then we remembered Biden doesn't drive electric. He just wants you to. The destroyed vehicles that went up in flames included a Chevy Suburban, Ford Expedition, and a Jeep Gladiator. Little bit of a gas guzzler. And anyway, here at Primetime, we thought this whole thing seemed kind of odd, and we have some questions. First of all, why is the president's motorcade booking Hertz rental cars? And also, look at the damage. Only the front of the cars were burned up? What's that about? And plus, if these cars weren't started and no one was in them, how could the engine catch on fire and hit all five cars? All right, let's say it didn't happen randomly. If they didn't ignite on their own, then who did it? Are there any suspects? And if so, who? Are police looking into this? Or did the Secret Service just leave a bunch of tasers next to like a hot cigarette lighter? You know those little things like you pop it in and do they even have those anymore? Either way, let's just hope the Biden family bought the Hertz vehicle insurance plan.